In today's Mishnah, within the second, third Mishnah, from the third parak of Masechet Midot, the Mishnah begins. Ubekerem Maravit Ramit Yeshnei Nekavim. So we continue learning about the Mizbeach, and the Mishnah explains now at the southwest corner, at the base on the Yesod, there were two holes. Hayshnei Nekavim. Kamin Shnei Chotamim Dakin. There were like two nostrils, fine nostrils. Shehadamim Hanitanim Al Yesod Maravi Va Al Yesod Dromi. Because at these two holes, which we've discussed in the past, the shirain, the leftover blood after Zrika, after the blood was thrown in the Mizbeach, either on the outer Mizbeach or inside the Heichal, were poured down these two holes. We explained that the southern one was for the shirain from the korban of the offering on the outside Mizbeach, because as they came down the ramp from the south, they would turn back and head towards Yisov, and that would be the first hole they reached. The other hole, the one on the western side, that's closer to the entrance of the Heichal. So that is where the chatat penimim, those offerings whose blood was sprinkled inside the heichal, the shirayim from those were poured down the western of the two holes. And Mishnah explains, yordim bahen, the blood would go down into the nekavim, or ma'arvim ba'ama would mix into the stream that was going through the azaram, v'yotzim lanachal hakidron, and then this blood would continue into the Kidron stream. And we learned back in Masechet Me'ilah that the Bale Ginot, those field owners that benefited from the water in the stream, and would have also benefited, if you like, from the blood as well, they would pay the Gizbarim for this usage, despite the fact there isn't really Isur Me'ilah, which we discussed back in Masechet Me'ilah. Let's now learn Mishnah Gimel. Lamata Beritzba Boto Keren. At the base of that Keren, meaning on the floor of the Azara, which is on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, we say Makom Hayasham Ama Alama. There was Vatavla Shel Shayish. There was a piece of marble, a block of marble that was one Ama by one Ama, and much like we learned by the liftable, raisable block in the Beit Moked, so to here it says Vatabata Kavurbo. There was a ring attached to the top of it, and they would be able to lift that up, and it would reveal a space. Shaboyor dim lashit, they'd be able to go down under the Mizbeach umenakinoto. And despite the fact of the blood going down these two holes and into the stream, unfortunately what happened is naturally the blood would congeal in the space before actually reaching the stream, and would end up blocking, creating a blockage, so therefore they'd have to have an access there in order to be able to clean up the congealed blood. The kevesh, is now referring to the ramp. Hayal lidromo is towards the south, which we mentioned previously. Hayal dromo shel mizbeach, 32 rochav 16 ama. So 6 amot wide, and the length of it, meaning the diagonal length, so the length from the floor all the way to the top of mizbeach, that was 32, that was 32 amot. Uruvuva haitando bemaravo, and on the western side of the kevesh, in the wall of it, there was a window there, which is also an amah by one amah. Shesham hayu not nimpsule chatataof. If they had a sin offering that was from a bird that became pasul, then what they would do, they would leave it in that window until it became pasul by way of being notar, so left beyond the required time to be offered, and then they'd be able to take it from there to the Beit HaSrifa and burn it. Those are the Mishnah today.